Good morning, this is Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you for joining me this morning. Today we're going to be talking about Tabitha. We're going to begin in Acts chapter 9 and verse 36. I'll be summarizing some of this, but it says, at Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. She was full of good works and charitable deeds which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. The disciples had heard that Peter was nearby, and they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Peter arose and went with them, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and the garments which Dorcas had made for them while she was with them. But Peter put them all out. He knelt down and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. Take note that Dorcas was known for being full of good works and charitable deeds. Sometimes people think, well, there's nothing for them to do, and there's no work needed. Yet we see that Dorcas apparently had plenty to do. I don't know what all she did, but I know she did good works, and I know she did charitable deeds. And one of the things that's noted is she made clothes, tunics, and garments for the widows. The New King James Version uses the words charitable deeds. And sometimes people think about charity. They think about some organization and something just to give money away. But notice what Dorcas did. She did charitable deeds. She was known for helping others by doing things for them. Maybe we don't have money to give away. But do we have some time we can spend with someone? Can we do something for someone? Can we assist or help someone in their time of need? All too often, we are so concerned about the money that we have that we're not willing to share it. And we're so busy doing things with the money, we're entertaining ourselves, we're traveling, we're buying this or that, that we don't even take the time or make the effort to help out others. And we end up in a situation where we don't think we have the money to help and we don't have the time to help. That's not the picture we have of Dorcas, is it? Her example is quite the contrary, isn't it? For some, they feel that they're just not capable of doing things. They think about what the preacher does or what so-and-so does and how talented they are. And when we think that we just can't do much, we can do something. Maybe you think you can't evangelize or preach or teach or you can't do this or you can't do that. It's a can't. Well, can you make a call to someone when they're sick? Can you send a card? Can you be a good example? You can do something. You don't have to do something to be in the limelight or the spotlight, because if God knows, that's really what counts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 21 and 22, it tells us that all members are important. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Every single member of the body is needed. In our physical body, we need our hands and our fingers and our toes and our feet and our eyes and our mouth and our nose. All those things. And it's the same way with the body of Christ, the church. Every member is important. The preacher, the elder, the song leader, all the way down to the lady who maybe struggles just to walk to her pew on her with her walker. Or she has to be wheeled in with a wheelchair. You know, maybe she's the one that remembers to send the card or make the phone call when you're sick or gives you encouraging words when she sees you. You see, we can do something, and we ought to be doing something. And one last thing that should not be overlooked. Because of the life of Dorcas, many believed on the Lord. You see, Peter miraculously brought her back to life, causing many to believe on the Lord, it says. And this is something he would never have done if Dorcas herself had not so greatly impacted her friends and neighbors by the good works that she'd done. They were so impacted by her example that they wanted to bring her back to life. And that's when they went and implored Peter to come and help them. Then he was able to restore her life, and those who saw that and heard about it believed on the Lord. Who knows, by the great example that you do, the good works that you do, the charitable deeds that you do, you may bring someone to the Lord. You may bring them out of their sins. You may save them from eternal damnation. I encourage you today, remember Dorcas and do as she did in her daily life. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I encourage you to check out our website at churchofchrist@oakland.com. You can hear this lesson or any of our radio lessons. You can also hear many of our sermons that we have at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just west of Athens. Come join us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:20, 5 p.m. on Sunday evening, and 7 p.m. Bible study on Wednesday evening. Thanks, and may God bless you.